Okay, Erev Tov, good evening everybody.
Good evening.
We are now standing in the last parsha of Sefer Vayikra, and it's also Lag Ba'Omer. So we'll have a few words on Lag Ba'Omer, and then we go on to the parsha. What is exactly this whole celebration of Lag Ba'Omer? What does it mean? So we all know the Hilulah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and we also know something interesting that is connected to Lag Ba'Omer, that there is an opinion that at that day the plague of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped. The interesting thing is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is also one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And if the plague stopped on Lag Ba'Omer, but this is the day exactly that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died, so the plague didn't stop. And Lag Ba'Omer, also one of the Talmidim for Rabbi Akiva died, and maybe one of the most important Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, which is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
He died?
Lag Ba'Omer. We don't think about it, but that's the fact. Yeah, that's the fact. So
my teacher said that he's sure that Lag Ba'Omer is not a Jewish holiday. She hates it.
She hates it. ברוך אתה אדינו אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. Also, what is this big deal that we all do from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? We have, ברוך השם, a lot of other rabbonim, but we don't know a special hilula, and we have to understand what it's all about. So first of all, let's make the difference between the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who died to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the next generation of the Talmidim, not connected to those who died in the plague. There is nothing, no connection between the dying of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the dying of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, because this was a plague and this was the time when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, God asked him to come, let's say, to come home up there. But we have still to understand why exactly at Lag Ba'Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai dies. Okay, not connection. Yes, there is a connection. Because we see that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag Ba'Omer. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died on Lag Ba'Omer. Okay, it's not the same reason of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, but we still have to understand, we still have to understand why it happens on the same day. And like, the plague stops, but Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai dies on the same day that the plague stops. What is the meaning of it? What is so special about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? What did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai do that others didn't do?
He lived in a cave for 12 years.
Okay.
He wrote the Zohar.
I don't do. Do you know the Ilula of Rabbi Akiva?
What?
Do you know the Ilula of Rabbi Akiva?
Okay.
I don't know Ilula of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the rabbi of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and we don't do a Ilula for him. So we have to understand what's going on here. The same reason that we mourn on the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva and not on all the other Talmidei Chachamim that lived through all the generations, because we could have mourned the whole year around, because every day somebody died.
Sure.
So we explained that the reason that we're mourning on Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, because there is a connection between it, between them dying and the Sfirat HaOmer, the counting of the Omer. Because the counting on the Omer is building ourselves to get to the level of receiving the Torah.
Yeah, but it was a happy occasion.
Exactly. It's a happy occasion. In the middle of this happy occasion, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva die. Okay, so what? And we have to have some mourning behavior. Again, we have to. I said it this morning, and I say it again. There is no connection between mourning on the three weeks and Tisha B'Av between this mourning. Nothing to connect.
Correct.
It's a whole different story. And you know all those things. You're not allowed. You're allowed to say Shechianu, and there are a lot of other things you're allowed to do. It's only a little, let's say, behavior of mourning. Because when we are doing this happy thing, And when you're happy and when you build yourself, sometimes you forget that you are a part of a congregation. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu reminds you, look at the Talmidim for Rabbi Akiva. Exactly at that time they died because they were not respective enough to each other. Of course, at their level. Let's say if we would have behaved in their level, we would get rewarded, not die. But they were at a different level. But nevertheless, that's not the idea, is to understand and realize that when you build yourself, you sometimes can get to a mistake, I, and that's a problem. You must not forget that you are part of Klal Yisrael. And now, what is this to do with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? What did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai do? By the way, there is a song that is written, Na'aseh Adam Ne'emar Avurecha. When God said, I want to create a human being, this song says, it was said on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is absurd. What? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the whole meaning of the creation of a building, of a, creating a human being, a man. We have to understand what's going on here. So, what do we count for? Mm-hmm. What do we count for? The Sfirat HaOmer, what do we count for?
To the Torah.
Okay, let's understand what's going on here. We are going to receive the Torah. Which Torah? Torah Shebechtav, Torah Shebaal Peh. Which Torah?
Both.
The whole Torah.
The written first.
The written first, but the written has a hidden Torah. And who gave us the hidden Torah? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The hidden Torah was there the whole time. The insight of the Torah. The Kabbalah.
Commentary.
The secrets of the Torah. The Zohar. They were all there all the time. But who is the one who revealed them to everybody? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
So that's why he died on the day of...
Exactly. Right. That's why he dies. And
he's not being rewarded. Oh, he's being taken to Hashem sooner than the rest of us.
You know, he's not being taken sooner than the rest of us. He did what he did. There is nothing, no connection between him dying to the dying of the other Talmidim, because it's not the same period of time. You have to understand. Yeah. It's not the same period of time. But you have to understand why exactly at Lag BaOmer he dies. Because what is real living for a Jewish guy? What is living? Torah. In other words, if you don't keep the Torah, even if you're alive, you are really
dead.
But if you keep the Torah, even when you die, you're really alive. And what did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai do? He gave us the asset of living as a Jewish person. The Torah, Torat HaNistar. The secret of the Torah. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did. And this is why we celebrate it. And this is why it's happening in the middle of the counting of the Omer. And this is why it's happening on the end of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva dying to let us know what is life and what is death. Real life is Torah. But even Torah is not you by yourself, it's with everybody else. And that takes us to our parsha. Im bechukotai telecho, says the parsha, ve'et mitzvotai tishmoru, ve'asitem otam, ve'natati gishmechem be'itam, ve'natna aretz yivulah. And here there are a few questions. What is im bechukotai telecho? And what is mitzvot? Bechukotai, science chukot, what is the chukot? Mitzvot vechukim, it's the same thing. What is chukotai? Kayimut chukat haTorah. What's chukat haTorah? The mitzvot of the Torah. So what does the Torah telling us? Im bechukotai telechu, if you keep the mitzvot, and you keep the mitzvahs, something is...
Some is towards Hashem and some are towards your fellow man, aren't
they? And what's Vasitem Otam?
You do them.
So again, im bechukotai telechu, vet mitzvotai tishmoru, va'asitem otam. So it's quite complicated, this pasuk.
But it's very much like the second part of the Shema.
Similar. If you keep my commandments, then I will bend you the reins.
That's what's written here. That's what's written here. Yeah. That's what's written here. So let's understand what's going on here. And if you think that we are asking this question, everybody is asking this question, even Rashi. The first Rashi is asking this question. Rashi is asking, אם בחוקותיי תלכו, יכול זה קיום המצוות? If you want to say that חוקותיי is to observe the mitzvahs, כשהוא אומר את מצוותיי לשמור, he says, observe the mitzvahs, what does it mean? So what this Rashi is saying is, מה אני מקיים, how do I do אם חוקותיי תלכו? שתהיו עמלים בתורה. He says, חוקותיי תלכו is, let's say, learning Torah, going deeply into the Torah. Or Or HaChaim HaKadosh on this pasuk writes 42 explanations, 42 different explanations. There is a story connected, but we're not going. I think we talked about it in the past. I'm not going to go into it again. What I want to understand here is, first of all, we do understand there is a problem. And all those explanations, one of the explanation is that we have here a few, let's say, stages. In order to keep the mitzvahs, you have to learn them. Because if you don't learn the mitzvahs, you cannot keep them. So, im bechukotai telechu, if you learn and walk through the Torah and learn the chukot of the Torah, then you can know the mitzvahs and you can keep the mitzvahs. Otherwise, how can you keep the mitzvahs if you don't learn them?
But how can we learn them in the way you're talking about? You just mentioned somebody who has the Torah is given to ordinary people.
Yes.
Who pass around to the children, but they certainly can't pass on the depths which Rabbi.
We're not talking now on the depths. Now we're talking about what's written, not the depth. That we'll get in a minute to the depths.
Okay.
And this, by the way, one of the explanations of this pasuk is im bechukotai telecho. If you walk on the right way, then you will keep the mitzvahs and you get to the high level. Says, I think Or HaChaim HaKadosh says it. It's very interesting. He brings the Zohar in one of the 42 explanations, and he says, the Zohar says, in simple words, a beast, an animal, cannot change. But the human being can. In other words, we are now in the middle of Sfirat HaOmer, as we said. And we start the Sfirat HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, while we bring the Korban HaOmer. Korban HaOmer is from, how do you say, Seorim? Seorim is from the, we talked about it, it's what animals eat, barley. And then we go through the Sfirah for 49 days, and on the 50th day we have Chag HaTzeret, Chag HaShavuot, Matan Torah. And then we bring a sacrifice of the two lechem, the two bread. And those two breads are from wheat, which is human being food. What's the symbol? Very simple. We are built from soul and body. And we have to connect it. And as we said before, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on him is being told, Na'ase Adam Ne'emar Avurecha, that when God created man, the meaning was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai do? As you said, simple people cannot understand what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is doing. But let's put it in other words. The Torah is a spiritual thing. The soul is a spiritual thing. What do we say when we get out of the toilet? Asher yatzar et ha'adam bechokhma ubara bo nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. Asher yatzar et ha'adam. What did we say about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Na'ase Adam, to make a Adam, was said about you. Asher yatzar et ha'adam bechokhma. Why do we use the phrase Adam and not Ish, for example? Because Adam tells us where from was man created. Human being. Where from? Adam, Adama. From earth. From the ground. Now this Adam is a masterpiece which is impossible for a human being to do. Can we create something that is connected from spirit, let's say from wind and material? Can we connect them together? No. What did God do? He did it. He connected spirit with body. And this body is full with holes, and the spirit doesn't come out. Asher yatzar et ha'adam bechokhma ubara bo nekavim nekavim. This is what we say when we go to the toilet. What keeps the spirit inside us? What?
Hashem.
Hashem. When you die, what is changed? Physically, what is changed?
The body.
Nothing.
The body goes.
And the spirit goes. The body goes then. After the spirit, yes. After
the soul is yes. alive, it goes up.
Exactly.
It still stays alive.
But what takes the soul up? Mm-hmm. What keeps the soul here? That's the beauty of the creation. Mm-hmm. Now, when we are going to understand what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did, he took the highest spiritual thing and connected it with the lowest level, which is human being. The secrets of the Torah with a human being that is built from earth. Is this a miracle or not? So, Na'aseh Adam, it's not Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's what he did. When we do this celebration for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the idea is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did in order for us to celebrate it. Rabbi Akiva, of course, did tremendous, unbelievable things. He was the rabbi of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he knew all those things. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai took those secrets and gave them to us, to the simple people that don't know anything about it. But as we see in the last generation, more and more people understand. And of course, there are levels, because the Torah is so deep that you can never get to the bottom of it. But we go to certain levels. And this is the idea of Sfirat HaOmer, to uplift yourself, not to stay as a beast at the second day, but to go up. Every day, go up and up and up. And Bezrat Hashem, get to the level of Matan Torah, when we can receive the Torah. And maybe if we build ourselves in a proper way, we can even get to the deepest secrets of the Torah. But this is our job, to prepare ourselves. That's Im Bechukotai Telechu. If you will follow my rules, if you will follow the way of the Torah, then you can change yourself from a stage of a beast, of an animal, to uplift yourself to become man. This beautiful creation. The connection of the holy soul with the body. So we also see there is a connection between the Parsha, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Sfirat HaOmer. It's all connected. That is the beauty of the Torah. When we talk about the Torah, we see that the next pasuk is telling us, "V'natati gishmechem beitam," and you will have rain and prosperous and food. And we ask ourselves, 1 minute, we all know, "Sachar behai alma leika." There is no reward in this world. The reward is only where? The next world, not here. So what is the Torah telling us here? If you keep the Torah, you will get rewarded.
They're telling you for the next world, you're going to be rewarded.
Rain is this world. And whatever is written here is all physical stuff. So we are puzzled. What's going on here? From one side you tell us there is no reward in this world. From the other side, and by the way, we say it every day in Shema. I will give you rain, I will give you prosperous, I will give you everything. So we say it every day. So we have to understand what's going on here. When you go today, especially at high-tech places, when you go to work, you know, some of those places, you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And in between, you have coffee machine, juice, cakes, sandwiches, whatever you want. You have a gym, a private gym for the employment, most from the employees.
They want you to stay there. They don't want you to leave.
Is this a part of the salary, or this is what we call Tnae Avodah? How do you say Tnae Avodah in English?
Perks.
In other words, when the end of the month comes, all the food I got, it's nothing to do with my salary.
Excellent.
Those are benefits that I get because I work in this firm. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what you're saying? If you will keep the Torah, you will get good, how do you say?
Perks.
If you don't keep the Torah, you won't get it. And by this also connected to a very basic thing. What God did say, he said, Im lo Torati yomam v'layla, chukot shamayim v'aris lo samti. If you don't keep the Torah day and night, the whole creation is not going to go on. In other words, everything is going to be destroyed if there is no Torah. So now we ask another question. How did the world exist till we got the Torah? We got the Torah only now. Before there was nobody got the Torah. So how was the... If the world is depending on keeping the Torah, how was the world standing before we got the Torah?
There was nothing in the world. It said Bereshit. It was.
What do you mean? You have nations and people and living. We're talking about
before creation.
Not before. Us getting the Torah.
I'm with you.
We have to keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, there's no creation. So the question is, how was the creation keeping till we got the Torah?
Well, they didn't do very well.
Sorry? But still, it's not enough, because we all know that now we have to learn the Torah and keep it, and if not, the answer is Olam Chesed Ibaneh. The world is created on Chesed. What is Chesed? Kindness, love and kindness, mercy, whatever. So in other words, for 26 generation, how do I get to 26? There is a Perek Tehilim, Kilo Olam Chasdo. You know the Perek Tehilim, Kilo Olam Chasdo?
Yeah.
Kilo Olam Chasdo? We say it on Shabbos. Kilo Olam Chasdo?
Yeah.
You know how many times you have Kilo Olam Chasdo?
26.
So 26 was the word keeping because of the Chesed of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. After 26 generation, we received the Torah on the Mount of Sinai, and from this day on, the world is only going to stand if we keep the Torah. So till then, it was mercy of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki le'olam chasdo. That's why it's 26. It's the same way if we say, im en kemach, en Torah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. If there's no food, no bread, so there is no Torah. But it goes on to say, "Im en Torah en kemach." 1 minute, I don't understand. Im en kemach en Torah. Im en Torah en kemach. So decide. It goes both ways. What's going on here? What's going on here? What?
You need both.
Okay, but what's first?
Torah.
So what does it start? Im en kemach en Torah?
Should we have
If you've got no food, can you keep Torah? So what is God telling us? Says, first of all, chesed, I'll give you. I'll give you everything. Now let's see what you do with it. Now if you keep the Torah, it's going on. But if you don't keep the Torah, amen, Torah, en lechem, en kemach. If you work in this beautiful place and you get, what? How do you call it again?
Perks.
And you get perks. Unbelievable. A private gym, food, unbelievable food, what drinks, everything. And you go to your office and you sit like this the whole day. Enjoying the perks. What's going to happen to you?
You won't be there.
Fired.
You get fired!
Unless the boss is your father.
And then you've got nothing. In other words, God tells us, first of all, I'll give you. But this is perks. The reward is kept for you, don't worry. But you have to do something. Exactly. If you'll keep the Torah, you will learn Torah and you keep the Torah and keep the mitzvahs, I will give you rain, I will give you all the perks you need. But if you don't do it, the world is going to finish. As we said, God said, if you keep the Torah, there is a world. If you don't keep the Torah, there is no world. But first of all, I give you good conditions. I brought you to this world. Imen kemach en Torah. Here. Okay? But now see what you do with it. So you got the job. Now see let's see what you're doing in the what you're doing. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
How does a group of people have this kind of understanding what they should do or not do? Because they were given the Torah, so you think all of a sudden their whole life changes?
That's why they're going in the desert for 40 years. It didn't happen in one go. They had to learn.
Yeah.
And only then they go into Eretz Yisrael. Because, as we said last week, the only place where you can keep the Torah properly is Eretz Yisrael. But in order to come here, you have to prepare yourself. In order to receive the Torah, you have to prepare yourself. To have this combination, we have to do something. We cannot sit like this guy I said, in the office, enjoying all the perks, but do nothing. Because one day you will get a letter, Adoni Anichbad, dear sir, bye-bye. So you have to do something. Now, very interesting. So we understand that we're not really talking here about reward. We're talking about, first of all, the nature. The nature is not going to move if there is no Torah. So in order for nature to exist, for the rain to come down, we need to pray, we need to learn Torah, we need to keep the mitzvahs. But this is also, it's not a reward, it's like perks, as we say. And if we do the things in a good manner, we get more perks. Better conditions. But it's not a reward. The reward is going to be kept for us for the next world. So from one side, there is nothing to worry about our reward. And from the other side, yes, you can enjoy life here and have all the physical benefits if you do the right job. And you use those benefits in order to do good.
What do you mean when you say if we keep the Torah? At present, at most, I don't know, 20-25% of Jews try to keep the Torah from as much as they can, from the very high down to the quite low.
Yeah.
But they try.
Yeah.
You've got probably around 75% of Jews.
Problem.
Who are not keeping it.
What
do you mean? What does God mean if you keep the Torah? Is he talking to 100% of Jewish people? Or is he talking about as long as there are some people doing it?
No, as long as some people doing it, first of all. Because those few people keep the whole world. That's why we say a tzaddik, bizchut of the tzaddik, in the merit of the tzaddik we exist. In every generation there are a few tzaddikim that keep the generation. Yes, you're right. Not everybody keeps and observes the things, but that's why we have the tzaddikim. And if we really understood the power of the tzaddikim, we would bow to them when we see them and say thank you 100 times. Because of them we exist. Yes, quite right. Now, there is another interesting point in the parsha, which is in Pasuk 11. Got it?
Yeah.
God is telling us, "Venatati mishkani betochachem." Got it?
Yeah.
And I will. What do I do? I will dwell among you. I will sit in you.
Amongst you.
Amongst you. Okay? And then what is he saying? Velo tigal.
Like reject you.
And reject is a nice word. If I want to translate lo tigal, ze mag'iloti is disgust me. That's the real translation.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Huh?
Tig'al mag'il. Ani nig'al mize. I am disgusted. This is a very
strong
word. But that's what's written here. I will not discuss you. That's it.
And I will be disgusted with you.
Now, what is why does God use this word? As you say, I will not reject you. Sounds better.
I will not be disgusted with you.
And this is a terrible word. Disgusted? You created us and you disgusted from us? What's the meaning of it? I'll tell you what the meaning is. You see, when God tells us, I'm going to dwell among you, I'm going to live in you, it sounds ridiculous. Really, no. God is inside us. Who are we? We are like animals. Full with, I don't want to say a not a nice word, but we're full with rubbish. Running after desires. It's like we have this insect on the floor, and I will go into the insect. I will. What do I have to do with this insect? Disgusting insect. I'm going to dwell in the insect. Does God really come inside us? Is God really inside us? This is an unbelievable thought, if you think about it. Boss? Of course he is inside us. But the question is, do you believe it? So this is what God is telling us. Yes, believe it. I'm not going to be disgusted, though a normal situation... Nobody could even imagine a combination between God and human being. Who can imagine a thing like this? Who can believe a thing like this? God is inside us? That's the neshama. Yes, God is inside us. With all the dirt and everything, God is here. God is with us. And he tells us in all the... And that's why the Torah is using this disgusting word. To tell us, though it's so absurd, it's an absurd to think that God is inside us. He tells you, I'm inside you. Unfortunately, this is all good as long as we im bechukotai telech. But then, unfortunately, a big part of our parsha is talking about when we don't listen to God. Vim lo tishmeuli pasuk 14. ולא תעשו את כל המצוות האלה. You don't keep the mitzvahs. ואם בחוקותיי תמאסו. ואם את משפטיי תגאל נפשכם. Look at this unbelievable phrase. If you're going to be disgusted by my mitzvahs, then said God, I'm going to be disgusted with you. But I don't want to go into, let's say, terrible things, because we want to finish our shiur in a nice way. And if you read all those terrible things that are happening here, and unfortunately, not one or two happened already. If you go through the all the curses, you will find out that those things did happen already to Am Yisrael during the generations. If it's the Holocaust, if it's the Spanish Inquisition, if it's the pogroms, and if it's all this behavior of the going to us. But God is saying, let's find it. And it's going on and on and on. And by the way, very interesting, everything is in with seven, 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 seven again. You have seven good and you have seven bad. And where is it? The end of all this thing. One minute. Unfortunately, so many curses. One minute, I'll get to it. Yes, Pasuk 44, very good. Ve'af gam zot. And yet, with all the things we do, biyotam be'eretz oyevim lo me'astim ve'lo galtim. I would not be disgusted, and I'm not going to give.
Yeah, but I'm reading 41. That's something interesting.
We get to 41 in a minute. Don't worry. In a minute, we go to 41. He says, with all the problems you did, with all you were not listening, don't worry. I'm not going to be disgusted at the end of the day. Because I am your God. V'zacharti lahem brit. I will remember the brit. What brit? What brit?
Abraham.
What brit did you reuse? You were starting reading the brit. What brit? V'zacharti, we're going back. It's really 42. V'zacharti et briti Yaakov, v'af et briti Yitzchak. I will remember my covenant with Jacob and Yitzchak and Avram, and I remember the land, and then I will redeem you. The point is very, there is another point which we have to make clear. From one side we say, if we don't keep the Torah, God is going to destroy the world. If we're not going to keep the Torah, God is going to punish us. And from the other side we say, that God is not going to give up on us. In other words, Am Yisrael is there, whatever it is. It's the same story with, you have two kids. One is adopted and one is the real son. And the father gives them the best education, both of them, the same education, everything the same. And they grow up and the adopted one is like starting to behave nasty, doing naughty things. Eventually, what is the father doing? Throwing him out. And then his real son is also starting to doing naughty things. But he doesn't throw him out. He hits him. And it happens once, twice, three times, and the son comes to his father. It's not fair. Let me go. Send me away like you send my brother. Why do you hit me all the time? So the father answers to him. You see, I adopted him. And with all due respect, after all I give him, and he is adopted, he's not my real son, and this is the way he behaves, I throw him away. But you are my son, my real son. Do you think I'm going to throw you away? I'm going to educate you, and I'm going to find a way, even if it's going to hurt me and hurt you, till you will do the right thing. That's what God is telling us. Yes, we know it's not easy. It's difficult. And sometimes we behave naughty. But God is not going to throw us. And even if he throws us, it's only for a certain period of time. And then he will get us back. Because what God wants is for us to do tshuva, to come back to him. And that is why now in Sfirat HaOmer, we have to take it in our mind that we are building ourselves in order to be better people. And to be better people starts from Rabbi Akiva, what he says, and what the Yilula of his Talmid, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. That's where it starts and that's where it ends. If you love your fellow man, then you can build yourself together with everybody. Then you are going to get prepared in the right way to receive the Torah. Of course, loving needs action. How we say, you cannot have the perks without work. You cannot have the benefit with doing nothing. You cannot receive the Torah by not preparing yourself. So that's why in the middle of Sfirat HaOmer, we learn about Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. And that's why in the middle of Sfirat HaOmer, we have Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. To teach us that there are a lot of levels. And this miracle of the creation of human being is the same miracle that can happen if we do the right thing. We also can do what God did, to connect the spiritual with the physical. How do we do it? With the Torah. Because God created the world according to the Torah. And that's what we should do. That's our job. To connect our spiritual side to the body. And with this, together, to build ourselves, and not alone, with all our brothers around us, so we can get to Matan Torah Keish Echad Belev Echad, as one and one heart. Be'ezrat Hashem, b'mehra bi'yameinu.
Amen.